This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, archaeologists lift the lid on ancient Israeli toilets. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
In our modern world, toilets are a necessity and often not thought of until you really need one. But in ancient times, they were a sign of luxury and wealth. On Tuesday, October 5th, Israeli archaeologists announced that they had discovered an ancient toilet in Jerusalem, dating back more than 2,700 years. Private bathrooms were a rare luxury. The Israeli Antiquities Authority said the smooth, carved limestone toilet was uncovered in part of a sprawling mansion overlooking what is now the Old City. Its design enabled privacy and comfortable sitting. In lieu of plumbing, there was a septic tank dug deep underneath. Yaakov Billing, the excavation director, commented that a private toilet cubicle was very rare in antiquity, and only a few were found to date. Only the rich could afford toilets. Billing also commented that a famed rabbi once said that to be wealthy is to have a toilet next to his table. The ancient toilet wasn't the only thing privy to discovery at this location. The animal bones and pottery found in the tank could also shed light on the diet and lifestyle of the people living there at that time, in addition to learning about what ancient diseases they had to deal with as well. Stone columns and fancy capitals discovered in a nearby garden with orchards and aquatic plants are even more evidence that the people living there were quite wealthy. What will they dig up next? Find more stories on ancient artifacts at the Charisma News Podcast and at charismanews.com. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.